G'day Limestone Coasters, welcome to another catch-up. Here's what happened this morning on the Limestone Coast Triple M.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Ewan Grant for breakfast on Triple M.
A huge good morning to you as we end the working week in style in the Limestone Coast. I've got to say a big shout out to Shane this morning. Yesterday, Shane joined me on the Brekkie Show after we started talking online on our Facebook page about Alf's pie cup. There was a lot of talk about pie floaters. So yesterday, I hit the supermarket. I did a bit of retail therapy, did some shopping. I went home, I made a pie floater. I must admit, it didn't taste as bad as it looked, because I was really worried. I was worried what a pie floater was going to taste like, because I'd never done it. I had never tried a pie floater, but it's the sort of thing that's synonymous in South Australia if you're of a certain age. So I went and had a crack, and the big question of the night was whether to have the pie floater with sauce or whether to have it without sauce. And then everybody started jumping online and added things like a bit of vinegar or maybe some Worcestershire sauce, and that's when I got a little bit confused. If you do like your pie floaters, I'd love to know how you have them in the Limestone Coast. It'll be one of the things we talk about today. There's lots of other stuff going on, and I'll do my best to tell you all about it.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
Triple M, it just makes you want to sing. Kim Wilde, Kids in America. It's 6:09, and it's great to have your company this morning. If you're interested in taking a bit of a trip over the border, the whale watching season is well in hand, and I am one of the people that is on the Glenelgshire's Whale Mail. As a result, I can tell you that there was a whale sighting yesterday, and if you would like to check it out, what you need to do, there was a whale sighting that took place at Cape Bridgewater, just off the blowholes, and yesterday afternoon there was a humpback whale about 600 metres offshore. So if it's still around today, and if you'd like to take the trip, if you've got the day off or got the opportunity to take a bit of a drive over to the Glenelgshire, it might be an idea to take the binoculars and do a little bit of whale watching on 963 Triple M. Heaps of events this weekend. I'll do my best to tell you about them across the morning. We have a fantastic event taking place this afternoon. One person is going to walk away the winner, Keith Urban in Nashville. It could be you going, and I'll give you more details on how you can be part of it soon on Triple M.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
Gimme Five for Kids, Triple M's Gimme Five for Kids is about to get back underway for 2018. Each and every year, what we do during the course of June is raise money for the kids' wards of the local hospitals, and that, I can safely say, would not be possible without the help of each and every one of you across the Limestone Coast. What we're doing once again this year is we are going to hold some auctions, and what we hope to do is raise as much money as we possibly can. You have the chance to get your hands on a year's supply of bread from the team at Baker's Delight. We've got a very, very cool Cafe Buongiorno's dinner voucher that could be yours. We've got showdown tickets to head to the Crows and Port Clash. We've got a year's supply of toilet paper, thanks to the team at Kimberly Clark Australia. And thanks to the guys and girls down at C&G, a Mercedes-Benz golf pack as well. Now, these are just some of the auction items that we have up for grabs across the month of June. So make sure you listen out as we give you all the details. Look out on our Triple M Facebook page, because we'll put a post up there as the auctions begin this Sunday, and make sure you are ready to bid, because each and every morning the auction's going to finish at 9 a.m. and I would like your help to raise as much money for the kids' wards of the local hospital as we can.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M. I cannot hear that song and not think of a friend of mine, Rebecca. What she did a long time ago, she put a post up on social media and it flagged up on my Facebook page one day. It was all about a 113-year-old lady who had said the key to a long life is to listen to Africa by Toto Daly. And that's what we do here at the Limestone Coast Triple M. Not quite daily, but, you know, every time I hear the song, I go back to that story. It fills me with joy. On 963 Triple M, we're going to catch up with Hannah Rose Hamer in a moment. We're going to talk to Karcher as well. She's going to stop by the studio. Limestone Coast locals are being warned of a fake infringement notice scam email that is doing the rounds at the moment. SAPOL have put the call out. Stand Like Stone Foundation have announced the 8 recipients for this year's 141 Community Capacity Building Grants. $50,000 has been handed out, which is fantastic. These are some of the stories that are making news this morning. We'll catch up with Karcher. We'll find out what else is happening here in the Limestone Coast.
You and Grant
for breakfast.
Now on 963 Triple M, I'm going to be really serious for a moment. Jermaine Greer is totally, utterly out of touch. She has made some truly offensive comments over the course of the last 24 hours. This morning, the boys on the night shift were talking all about it, and I am going to play you what they had to say. This is a warning. If you do not want to hear that, what you want to do is make sure at the end of this song, you maybe turn the radio down for a couple of minutes, because it really is truly offensive what Jermaine Greer has said. But it's news and we get to talk about it. We are going to find out exactly what she said in a moment. The boys from the night shift are going to be joining me for a chat.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
It is your local 963 Triple M. Jermaine Greer has made some appalling comments over the course of the last 24 hours. Luke and the boys from the Triple M newsroom were talking all about it this morning. Here is just some of what they had to say. And believe me, they are appalling comments.
Jermaine Greer is in the news again. She's said some really strange things here. In fact, I find them offensive. Most rapes are just bad sex.
Yeah.
What?
The bizarre comments, bizarre, or if it's just Jermaine Greer being Jermaine Greer. But the feminists, sparking more controversy, basically calling for rape to be punishable by community service. That the majority, as you say, it's just bad sex, and that... Just to put the comment, it just sounds like it's laying the blame on the woman or the rape victim. I can't say it's just women, but and basically just saying, yeah, look, 200 hours community service, I think that's pretty reasonable. You know, she said, I was raped before my 19th birthday. I've got on with life. You know, I'm just basically pissed off.
Jermaine Greer, most rapes just bad sex. 200 hours community service is, she's saying, all they need to serve.
I'm not sure whether I'm more offended at what Jermaine Greer has said or the fact that the boys on the night shift have got to the point with Jermaine Greer, like most of us have, that Jermaine Greer has said so many offensive things over the course of her lifetime that we just think this is normal for Jermaine Greer. And in a way, this is exactly what Roseanne has just done, that she is being condemned for across the planet. Not that she shouldn't be condemned, by the way. She should be condemned for what she said and what she tweeted and what she's done. And Jermaine Greer should face the same sort of backlash for saying these incredibly offensive things. And it's, unfortunately, it's one of the things that's making news today. It's not something that I agree with in any way, shape or form, but I would love to know what you think of Jermaine and her comments this morning. 132017 is the number to call if you would like to join the conversation.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
There really is some good stuff going on this weekend. Pioneers have got a home game at the Ice House. We are going to talk about it later on this morning when we catch up with the coach, Richard Hill. We're also going to give you the chance to go on out and be part of what is going to be a fantastic game. There's an exhibition opening tonight at Millicent. We're going to find out all the details when we talk to Janice Nitschke after 7 this morning. And one of the things that I've only just found out about in the pages of the Border Watch this morning, the Craft Alive Expo is in town this weekend at the showgrounds. It looks fantastic. Now, there's a Pioneers auction at the Commodore on the Park. It's taking place tomorrow night. Make-A-Wish fundraiser, Once Upon a Wish, is taking place at the Sir Robert Holman Theatre. We talked about it earlier this week. It'll be a fantastic show. And the 40th anniversary of the Mount Gambier Lioness Club is taking place this weekend. Big congratulations to everybody who is and has been a lioness in the Limestone Coast. And hopefully it's going to be a fantastic event this weekend. Congratulations on the 40th anniversary. Now, the Panola races are on Sunday, 11 a.m. is when they all kick off. Tarpina Family Market is on. And one of the really cool things that I found out about on social media, Jen's Hotel on Sunday, Taylor's Big Chop is taking place. Taylor is a young lady in the Limestone Coast. She has an amazing lock of hair and she's going to get rid of it. For a good cause. You can be part of it. It's all taking place on Sunday afternoon, and we'll talk more about that later on this morning as well.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. I am about to find myself in hot water, I think, after being morally outraged at what Jermaine Greer has said over the course of the last 24 hours. I'm not sure whether what I say is going to be, received well, but I have just found out that people in Tasmania are weird. They really, really are. For apparently 3 days during the month of June, motorists travelling on Hobart's Macquarie Street are going to drive right over the top of a bloke who is going to be buried alive. Now, this is where the story got really interesting, and I had to continue reading. From there, it says, underneath the bitumen covered middle lane of a main thoroughfare inside a steel box, a guy called Mike Parr is going to be waiting. For 72 hours, this bloke is going to survive inside a box. And I kid you not, it's 1.7 metres by 2.2 metres. He's going to have a folding chair. He's going to have a bucket for obvious reasons. I'm not going to go into why he's going to need a bucket. He's going to have some water. He'll have a sketch pad and he's going to have some pencils. But he's not going to have any food. There's going to be no contact. And the performing artist is going to have this stunt happen from about 9 p.m. on Thursday, June the 14th. And traffic's going to be stopped briefly so that they can re-bitch him in the robe after this huge hole has been dug. It is amazing. As I said, Tasmanians are a little bit weird, or at least this bloke is. I cannot believe something like that is happening. And I cannot believe that that somebody has walked into a local council anywhere and said, "Hi, I've got this idea. I'd like to do this." And they've said yes.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
963 Triple M. There's a scam going around locally. SAPOL are giving us a warning about it. Karch is going to talk all about it soon. When it comes to national news, Pauline Hanson has choked up in an interview claiming that fellow members of her party have broken ranks. About $4 million in funding to the Victorian Police has been suspended after yesterday's revelations about them falsifying more than 258,000 breath tests. Jermaine Greer, she's an idiot. She's in the news. I've talked about it. Not going to go there again. Centrelink clients are making news today. Apparently calls to the welfare agency have been met with 10 million fewer busy signals, which is great news for Centrelink because they were having a terrible time last year with the amount of calls that weren't being answered. There's a whole lot of other things making news today. We will head to the US, first of all, where we'll find out all about the talks that are going on about a possible peace summit. We will find out more as the US and North Korea talk when we catch up with the news team in a moment on Triple M.
Ewan Grant.
Now, this morning I've given you a sneak peek of some of the stuff going on this weekend. One of the events is an exhibition opening. It's taking place in Millicent. We're going to talk to Janice Nitschke in the next half hour, find out all about it. We are going to check birthdays for you. We're going to talk a whole heap of sport because KG, Milo and Barney are all going to be in my studio. And there are a whole host of things that are making headlines across the day that we want to talk about. The most important thing that's going on today, though, and it's going to take place this afternoon, Al, the captain of the Triple M Club, is going to be back and he is going to be making a phone call that's going to change one person's life because they are going to be going to Nashville on us to see Keith Urban, the kid from Caboolture, live in concert. If you want the chance to be the one who wins, the person who gets that call, because we've got flights, we've got accommodation, we've got everything sorted. What you want to do, you want to jump online to triplem.com.au. Keith Urban's brand new album. We've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks, Graffiti You. It features Parallel Line and it's available now on CD and online.
Ewan Grant for breakfast.
Our Limestone Coast Facebook page last night, not only was I talking all about pie floaters and being remarkably amazed that pie floaters actually taste halfway reasonably, by the way, I was also asked the question, have you ever witnessed violence on the sporting field, on or off the sporting field, in fact, at a sporting event in the Limestone Coast? I'd love to know whether you have and whether you think that there should be zero tolerance to violence in sport. I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'd love to know what you think. 132710 is the number to call if you'd like to join the conversation. Phone lines are always open. You can always jump online to our Facebook page and have your say there as well. We're going to talk all about some of the headlines in the Border Watch this morning. We're going to check birthdays. And Janice Nitschke is going to join us for a chat talking all about an exhibition opening that you are going to get to check out in Millicent tonight and over the next couple of weeks. We'll find out all the details soon.
Ewan Grant
for breakfast.
The original and still the best, it's Billy Joel and Uptown Girl. I have a recollection that a boy band did a cover of it a number of years ago now, but I'm trying to put that out of my memory. It's 14 after 7 in the pages of the local paper today on the Border Watch. The murder victim's family, of course, it's dominated news not only around the Limestone Coast, but across the nation this week. The family are putting faith in police to bring down a suspected serial killer. Other things that are making news today, the Grant District Council are fed up. They have had enough of illegal dumping. Apparently, it is just rampant in the Limestone Coast at the moment, not only on roadsides on the outskirts of the city, which is just disgusting, by the way. Really, people, come on. But also, apparently, in the state forests as well, which is just defies belief. It really does. And it obviously makes me a little bit speechless. But there is a wonderful story in the pages of the paper today. And if you know of anybody dumping, of course, the best option is to dob them in. One of the other things that's making news today, apparently the emergency services levy, we're going to get a bit of a reprieve in our rates, because the state government has got some extra funding. And what it's going to mean, at least in the city, is that there's about $144 saving per household. That is going to translate to a saving in regional areas, but the government doesn't really know what it's going to be at the moment. But the good news is there will be a saving, which is just fantastic, because anytime there's a saving in our rates, that's always a good thing.
Thanks for listening to the 963 Triple M Brekkie Show. Ewan's just a phone call away. 132710.
What?
That's 132710.
Oh, I'm also running very late this morning. It's time to have a big good morning to Katja.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local news headlines, SAPOL are calling for residents to be on the lookout for a scam email containing a fake infringement notice. Youth Opportunities Association has received support from Stanlake Stone's 2018 141 Community Capacity Building Grants Program. Security fears have been raised around the My Health Records scheme, and 8 million seedlings have been grown at 141 Glencoe's nursery, ready for planting. All of that in sport coming up soon.
Hey, taking a look at some entertainment news this morning, I don't know whether you heard the national news team talking about it at all, but Tom Cruise has shared a tweet confirming that the filming has begun for the long-awaited Top Gun 2. That is like so many decades too late. But I cannot wait for a new Top Gun movie to come out. Wonder what the storyline's going to be. Also making news today, Michael Jackson's estate apparently is suing the Walt Disney Company and US TV network ABC over The Last Days documentary all about the star. You'll hear more about that across the day today.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
There's a lot of great stuff going on over the course of the weekend. I'm going to give you all the details, not only on our Facebook page, but across the morning this morning. But one of the great things that's happening, there's an art exhibition and it all opens tonight in Millicent. Janice Nitschke knows all about it. She joins me this morning. Janice, g'day.
G'day, how are you doing?
Yeah, fantastic. Janice, there's an opportunity to check out some amazing art in the Limestone Coast, and it all kicks off tonight.
Absolutely. The Southeast Art Society, SEAS as they're known, have their annual exhibition opening this evening at the Millicent Gallery at 6:30 p.m. There's about, I think, over 70 entries, so it's a really extensive exhibition. And it's been good to have a look. There's some really nice youth work, some great photography, and a lot of 3D, 2D photography and youth. So some real variety. There's some lovely pastel work, watercolours, oils, acrylics. So we really have the whole gambit of what art is about, from contemporary right through to traditional. So really good to see some regular exhibitors and some new exhibitors there. Tony Passon is their patron, and he's going to be attending, and he also has his prize. And there's a number of sponsors of this exhibition. I know the City Council and the District Council of Grant do support the Southeast Art Society. And this is the first time we've held their open art exhibition at the Millicent Gallery. We have a relationship with them. We hold a members exhibition for them annually. And it's really an opportunity for all of our community to come along and have a look at art and be exposed to new artists and different artists. I think also, it's about encouraging people to participate and put their art out there on the wall or on the plinth to be judged, to be looked at. But it's also about, I think, growing your art and nurturing. And I've met some really great artists in the period that we've had the Wattle Greenwich or the Millicent Gallery open. And they really are true. They're true mentors, and they're quite keen to help new and emerging artists to expand their methods and to really improve and think outside of the square. So I find it really interesting to have this exhibition, to have some new and emerging artists, some different artists. And it's really good to think that we've got Serena from the Riddog Art Gallery and Naomi from the Bordertown Art Gallery who will be opening, who not opening, but they'll actually be the judges for this exhibition. And they themselves are very fine artists and promoters of the art. So it'll be interesting to hear what they also have to say. And I thought I might just pop in that our next exhibition is the What a Range Photographic Exhibition. And entries are open, Ewan, for that. They close on the 23rd of June. And those keen photographers out there need to just have a look at the What a Range website, or perhaps they could have a look at our Facebook site. So there's lots of things happening. The next 6 months are going to be really active in the Millicent Gallery.
Janice, people get the opportunity to check out the art over the course of the next couple of weeks. It's all opening tonight. Thank you very much for giving us a sneak peek at what we can check out.
And thank you for your support, Ewan. Ewan Grant
for breakfast. Now on 963 Triple M, my mind was blown last night. I have been talking all about Alf's Pie Cart, which is a pie cart that was here in the Limestone Coast for a number of years back in the day down at the old Caltech station across the road from the Vansetto Park. Now, on the menu at the pie cart was pie floaters. I'd never had one. I was talking to Shane about it yesterday. Shane was telling me all about how awesome they were. Let me tell you, when I put a pie upside down in a bowl with some vegan ham soup last night and put some sauce on it, didn't look very appetizing whatsoever. And some of the people on Facebook were not very kind at the idea of me having a pie floater for dinner. Anyway, I closed my eyes, I blindfolded myself, I got a spoon out, I had a go at it, and I got to tell you, it amazed me. It really did. I'm amazed that a pie floater tastes as good as it did. I'm not going to say that I'm going to have it every night for dinner. That's not going to happen, but it wasn't truly offensive. The thing that got me, though, was not only did I have the choice of putting a pie with sauce or a pie without sauce for a pie floater, but then people started to tell me about putting Worcestershire sauce on their pie, or maybe some vinegar. Vinegar, I just went, sorry, it's going to come back up. Oh, got to go, get a bucket. But whatever it is that you enjoy on your pie floater, I'd love to hear from you. You can jump online, join the conversation, have your say. Tell me how you enjoy a pie floater in the Limestone Coast. I would love to hear about it. If nothing else, so I can laugh a little bit. On 963 Triple M, we've got some sport to talk about. I'll stop talking about food.
Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport, thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
On 963 Triple M, it is time for us to catch up and find out what is making news in the world of sport. Talking this morning, I got KG and Barney and Milo. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, you and Barney and Milo on this beautiful, beautiful winter's morning, guys.
Now, KG, of course, it's all happening. Now, the AFL, we know they're really looking at four umpires, and that's going to happen next year, but there's a bigger one that's happening, and I want you to get Jars onto this on Dead Set Legends. Right at grassroots, the new move, the big theory by the AFL, they're going to get back and change Auskick, so the kids have a round ball and hoops, and that's the way it's going to go, so their skills improve. What do you think of that one?
Absolute ridiculous. Absolutely a joke. They've got to start with the ball that the game is renowned for, the shape of the ball. That's half the fun. That's half the skill, for goodness sake. Honestly, leave it alone.
Well, KG, really, I mean, that's the one for me, and who knows. Now, other than that, of course, it all happens. It's a must-win game for the Crows. They not only got to win this one, they got to belt the Giants, because this is a percentage opportunity and definitely a final eight job.
Well, Barney and Milo, I've got to say, and be perfectly honest with you, that performance last week by the Crows was the worst that I've ever seen since the Crows came into the competition. There was that's not what the Adelaide Football Club is about. And I know any team can lose a game of football, but it's the way you lose it. And that was so disappointing, and totally, to be brutally honest, totally unacceptable. Now, if they don't hit back this weekend and not just win the game, but show everybody that they are fair dinkum and they are the real deal, then I'll be bitterly disappointed. That was totally unacceptable last week.
Well, Ken, that was a defining game for the season last week. Unfortunately, it was defining for Melbourne. They looked like they're a side ready to win a premiership. Their angles, their confidence,
yep,
their backup, everything was good front and back. You know, Jesse Hogan, the guys that we had given them in the back line, they just look ready for a premiership.
Well, Barney, they do, but I think, you know, whilst you've got to be impressed with Melbourne, certainly Adelaide's weak and dismal performance added to that. And, you know, how many times did we see Viney and Jones just run the ball through the midfield with no pressure at all? Look, they'll play finals, Melbourne, don't doubt about that. But I'm more keen to see a very, very strong response from Adelaide after that ordinary performance last week. Not good enough.
Now, we won't forget the other mob down the road who used to love you turning up down there at umpiring your long white sleeve shirt.
Yeah.
Great memories, KG. Now, the Hawks will entertain them. Now, this is a big game because 5-5 the Hawks, 6-3 the Power. So, this is the one.
Yeah, this will be a big game. And look, you know, Port Adelaide, they're under the pump two or three games back, got their act together. And I like Kenny Hinkley. I like the way that he goes about coaching. I like the way he goes about handling himself at the press conference. This will be a good game of footy down in Tassie. Absolute beauty. Because, as you said, Milo and Barney, they're 5-5 of the Hawks. And they've lost a little bit of... What's the word? They've lost a little bit of finals fever at the moment, just off the boil. So the response from the Hawks will be very, very interesting, to say the least.
Now, during the week, we had Kevin Sheedy put up to sainthood in the AFL. When are we going to put the statue up around the MCG?
Well, that's just a matter of time, Barney and Molly. Look, he has been a wonderful man for AFL football. He's always thinking outside the square and thoroughly deserves to be lifted to legend status. I was a bit disappointed. I know we got a number of players in the Hall of Fame last year from South Australia, but I was a bit disappointed that we didn't see another South Australian like you. There's Jimmy Dean, surely must be considered for being elevated to the AFL Hall of Fame. And you know, there are plenty of footballers from South Australia that. That should be strongly considered. And I'm disappointed Jimmy Dean didn't hasn't been elevated.
You've got to have the numbers on the big table, KG. Now, just before we let you go, talking AFL, do we go with the top four reasonably safe, Eagles, Tigers, Swans and Melbourne, or too early?
Just a fraction early, Milo, but I think, to be brutally honest, that's probably the way that it'll fall. But we've seen such a topsy-turvy season. It's the upset every week, so... I wouldn't sort of say that's done and dusted at the moment, but I think that's the way that it'll go. But I think it's been a good year for upsets. And, you know, Melbourne now and Hawthorn losing their way the last couple of weeks. So it's a very interesting season, absolutely.
Well, Ken, Crows will bounce back. Go the Crows. Talk to you next week.
Look forward to it, guys. Go the Crows, for goodness sake. Catch you, boys.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman, Mount Gambier.
Getting close to news and sport. We're going to check in with Hannah Rose Hamer soon. Kutch is going to join us as well, but Marlo is still here and we are talking sport around the southeast.
Yeah, talking a few ex-local boys and Aussie rules. The real game, the South Australian under-18 team, they had their first game in the national series on Sunday at Alberton Oval. And we've got three southeast boys named on the interchange for that. And, of course, that's the first step to the AFL draft. They've got a dream and let's hope they realise it. Willie Gould at Lucendale, Tobin Cox, ex-Padaway, and Seb Schreiber from Keith. And, of course, all those boys reside in Adelaide now and they play for Glenelg. Now, also on the big scene, congratulations, South Australian under-16, girls 24 player squad will do battle with Victoria Metro of all places over at Horsham on Sunday. I don't know how they worked that one out. And congratulations, East Gambia's Brooke Tonan. And she suits up for Glenelg as well. So let's hope the South Australian girls do well there. There is more. Now, at the next level down, the State Amateur League squad will take on Victoria, Queen's Birthday Saturday. And that'll be at Theberton, now called Audi Arena, apparently. And a couple of ex-Southeast boys are in the squad and in the mix. Alex Forster, ex-Narracourt Kybe, ex-Nord and Freer. He's now with Payne and North United. And Adam Perryman, ex-North Gambier boy, played a bit of footy with Gunnelled as well. He's with the Prince Alfred Old Collegians, and he was a member of that side that beat Victoria a couple of years ago in Melbourne. So let's hope those boys hang in and get another game. Now, on the local scene, Yui, big tick to Donnie Butterworth over there at Cass and Sanford, because he organises via their magnificent electronic scoreboard that as soon as the scoreboard's updated, it goes on their Facebook site or through to the Solid Live Scores site. So if you're looking for a score of the games over there for your team, head to the Cass and Sanford Facebook site during Saturday and you'll be able to keep updated. Now, I know Narracourt are a part of that deal as well, and Millicent are going on there soon. So perhaps the other clubs with electric scoreboards could look at that scenario as well, because there's a lot of older people at home that like to keep track of the scores. Now, Yui, just before we head out, the Crows supporters group, they've got a trip heading to Melbourne on Saturday 16th and Sunday the 17th of June, and that's for the Hawthorn-Adelaide Crows game. Gee, that could be for a final eight spot down the track. And so if you're interested in that, contact Kylie or Tracy at Gambier Coach Lines. They want to know as quick as possible about the interest for that, because they want the trip to go ahead. Yui, as usual, we'll catch up with Coach Richard Hill, and I dare say he's starting to get a little bit of a smile on his face, because things are coming together as they head towards the second half of the season. That'll happen later this morning. Then after nine, we'll be back with the Ray White, Kitley, Know-It-Alls, Nettie and Footy Show. Stay tuned.
You and Grant. Now, around the region this weekend, there is some pretty cool stuff going on. We have the Pioneers auction at the Commodore on the Park tomorrow night. It's going to be fantastic. Make-A-Wish Foundation have got a fundraiser. It's on at the Sir Robert Heltman Theatre. It's Once Upon a Wish, and there's some amazing acts that are going to take the stage at the Sir Robert Heltman Theatre. The 40th anniversary of the Mount Gambier Lioness Club is taking place this weekend. Panola Races are on. The Tarpina Family Market is on Sunday. And there's a great fundraiser at Jen's on Sunday afternoon, Taylor's Big Chop. Also taking place, there's the exhibition opening tonight. We talked about it earlier today. Pioneers, we're going to talk about them because they've got a home game tonight at the Ice House. And the Craft Alive Expo is in town this weekend as well, taking place at the Showgrounds. Lots of good stuff going on.
Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. KG's been on. We've been talking sport. There's more to talk about. And Hilly joins us on the line from the Pioneers.
Good morning, Coach Richard Hill. And we can't say there's anything dull at the Pioneers this season.
Oh, man. It's all been happening, hasn't it, Milo? It's been a crazy, crazy time. But, yeah, we'll certainly try and pull it all together and see what happens tonight and then for the rest of the season.
Now, big tick to Brad Hill. A great career and a big thank you for what he's done for the Pioneers, and all the best in the next phase of his basketball trek. Now, another new recruit, Alex Marzette. Just tell us about him quickly, Hilly.
Yeah, look, it's as I said, it's a weird world. If you go like Tuesday morning, he was still in Wisconsin. So he's dealing with a lot of jet lag and trying to deal with the cold. So, he's a terrific young player, really good athlete, trying to make his way in the pro game. And, he was available and able to jump on a plane pretty quick. And the big thing for us was trying to get him in before this break so we can get some training and try and get some synergy amongst the group. So, he's athletic, he plays above the rim, really good guy. We think he'll be an asset to the team.
10 games to go starting tonight, and what a night to start that run. Dandenong Rangers sit ninth, 6 wins, 4 losses. Pretty well the same personnel, and they're not just getting it together. What's the story with them?
No, they've had a pretty massive change. Milo, a little bit like us, they're trying to get there. They haven't had the injuries that we've had, but they changed their roster significantly. They've gone for an All-Australian. They've got All-Australian team. They've got 2 NBL guys and didn't go with an import. Got a lot of really good young local talent, as Dandenong always does. A couple of Australian junior reps, and they're dangerous. Well coached, and Darren Perry's been a great coach in the league for a long time. So, yeah, we're expecting a really tough challenge. They would have the grand final game in the back of their mind, no doubt.
Pretty well full fit squad ready to go tonight.
Yeah, look, we've gone from struggling to have enough to train to having crazy numbers there last night. We're getting in each other's way a little bit. So we won't have any excuse from a physical point of view. It's just a matter of, Sam and Alex and those guys trying to fit into our system. It's going to take a little while for all of that to gel.
Now, you can make a night of it if you love your basketball. 5:45, you can see the young development players coming through. It'll be our boys playing the Western Mavericks. Now, Hilly, who's actually going to coach the Curtain Raiser?
Yeah, Ryan Meakin will coach that, my assistant coach. He's going to look after that, or without having a bit of a squiz. Going to be interesting because those guys don't really get a chance to train properly together. So there's a few of my guys that will play two games. So I'll play either all or some of the Curtain Raiser plus some young lads we've been working with. Should be interesting. So anyone that wants to come and have a look at the next generation of Pioneers or young Mount Gambier basketball, it'd be a good opportunity.
Coach Richard Hill, go Pioneers, and let's hope the boys set the scene for a great auction night on Saturday at the Commodore in the Park.
Beautiful, Milo. Just a quickie. We've got that Nunawading going back. So,
I was going to ask you about that. You've been reading my notes, so a little bit of pressure worked.
Yeah, no, we've got that back. We're playing 28th of June on a Thursday night, so it's going to be interesting. You won't be able to train that night. You'll have to have night off footy training.
There you go. Expect nothing, and whatever you get's a bonus, Silly. Good luck, and let's hope the boys shoot the lights out.
Yeah, no, beautiful. Big night tonight. Love to see you out there.
7:30.
Cheers. Thanks, mate. Bye.
On 963 Triple M, Hilly talking to Marlo this morning. Pioneers home game at the Ice House tonight. It's going to be fantastic. If you'd like to be there, I've got a double pass that could be yours. 13 27 10 is the number to call.
Hi, everyone. It's Keith Urban.
Put our hearts in a
Keith Urban's new album Graffiti U featuring Parallel Line is available now on CD and online.
Triple M. Now on 963 Triple M, today is the day. This afternoon, someone has got to walk away a winner. Keith Urban live in concert in Nashville. During the course of the last couple of weeks, I got to catch up with Teresa, and she has seen the man himself. She was talking about seeing him live.
We just headed up to Adelaide, me and a few friends, and enjoyed the evening, and it's always been a good concert.
I've seen some of the recorded concerts, and this man can really entertain.
Yeah, he's really good.
What do you reckon it'd be like going to Nashville, checking him out live in concert, and doing a bit of a meet and greet with him beforehand?
Oh, I think I'd be nervous as anything, but it'd be amazing. It would be really amazing.
Now on 963 Triple M, if you would like to be there, flights, accommodation, tickets, all sorted, head to triplem.com.au. But do it right now because it's your last chance to enter the draw to see if we can make you a winner by becoming a member of the Triple M Club.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. I have got to send a shout out to Bev. It has been ages since I talked to Bev, and it was lovely to catch up with her. She has picked up tickets to go along to the Pioneers tonight. It's going to be a cracker of a game at the Ice House. There's also a fantastic fundraiser tomorrow night down at the Commodore on the Park for the Pioneers. A fantastic auction taking place if you'd like to go along and be part of that. We'll tell you more about what's going on across the Limestone Coast soon. There's some footy tipping on the way. And don't forget, Milo, well, he's still wandering around the building at the moment. I think he's having a cup of tea. He's going to be back after 9 talking footy and netball from right the way across the Limestone Coast. KNT, Mid, South, East and Western Border. We have got it all for you when the know-it-alls return after 9.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
Oh, there is a young lady who's rather upset with me. I've pushed her schedule out all day today. She joins me in the studio. Good morning, Katja.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local news headlines, Limestone Coast Police are warning residents of a scam email circulating. $50,000 has been handed down as a part of the 141 Community Capacity Building Grant Scheme. Locals will have 3 months from July 16th to opt out of the My Health Record Scheme after it was announced everyone would have a record made by the end of the year. And 141 plantations have revealed nearly 8 million seedlings are ready for planting. All of that in sport coming up soon.
Now, I talked about it earlier today, but there is a really cool photo talking about the seedlings from 141 Plantation in the pages of the Border Watch today. Beautiful photo, about 8 million seedlings or something ridiculous like that. It's huge, and it's a beautiful shot if you'd like to check it out. And a big congratulations to the Stanlike Stone Foundation giving out more than $50,000. It is amazing what the Stanlike Stone Foundation does. It's really huge. Karch is going to keep us up to date with all of it soon.
You and Grant for breakfast.
Which is a sobering thought because that means it's really chilly in the Limestone Coast, by the way. Now, speaking of a sobering thought, I just want to share this with you because it just popped up on my Facebook page. Today is June the 1st, which means that we are officially halfway through 2018. My goodness, time flies when you're having fun, or is it just what happens when you get older? I don't know. I blinked and it was January, and I've blinked and it's June. We're going to blink and it's going to be Christmas. That's frightening. Hey, Earlier today on the show, one of the things I talked about was the fact that there's something really strange happening in Hobart. There is a performance artist who has decided that it's going to be a great idea to dig a ruddy great hole in the middle of one of Hobart's streets. What he's going to do is he's going to put a bloody great container in the middle of the street, and he's going to be bitumened over, basically. He's going to be locked in there for 72 hours. He's going to have a deck chair. He is going to have a notepad, some pencils maybe. He's going to have a bucket for those obvious reasons that you don't want to talk about at 8:36 in the morning on the radio. And he is then going to have the hole filled in, and he's just going to stay there for 3 days. I think he's a bit weird, but it's something that's going on 963 Triple M. We've got more stuff going on. There is just so much weird stuff happening in the world.
You and Grant.
Triple M, if you'd like to get involved in some stuff over the course of the weekend, Pioneers are in action tonight at the Ice House. There's the exhibition opening in Millicent tonight. Some fantastic works of art will be on show over the next couple of weeks. And the Craft Alive Expo hits town at the showground this weekend as well. Tomorrow, the Make-A-Wish Foundation have got their Once Upon a Wish at the Sir Robert Heltman Theatre. The Pioneers auction's on at Commodore on the Park. And the 40th anniversary of the Mangambia Lioness Club is taking place this weekend as well. That is a huge milestone to anybody that's been a lioness, and to anybody who is currently a lioness, a huge congratulations from all of us here at the Limestone Coast. 963 Triple M. Panola races are on this weekend. I was talking all about it. There's a fantastic fundraiser at Jen's Hotel, and the Tarpina Family Market is on Sunday between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. if you'd like to take the trek and check it out. Also, if you know of anything else that's going on this weekend that I don't know about, what you can do, you can let us know on the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page. Make sure you put a post up there so that everybody knows what's going on across the Limestone Coast. And look out for, for the catch-up video later on this morning online.
You and Grant.
Triple M. It is the Limestone Coast 963. Triple M, little excited today, but we get to do some footy tipping. Kelly is back on the line. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Kelly, you did so well last week. We are looking to back it up for round 11. How confident are you?
Well, I couldn't believe my luck last week. So, do you know what? Anything could happen this week. Out of nine last week. It could be 0 out of 9 this week. Who would know?
Kelly, we've got Tarina on the line. Tarina, good morning.
Good morning.
Tarina, who do you barrack for?
I don't know if I should say after last week, but I barrack for the Blues.
Okay, fair enough. That's all right. Hey, Tarina, how do you reckon you're going to go this week?
Oh, there's a lot of hard matches this week.
Oh, there are.
Hey.
Let's give it a crack and see how we go for the start of winter. Sydney Swans going to take on Carlton tonight. Tarina, what do you reckon?
Sydney Swans.
What do you reckon, Kelly?
Swans.
All righty. Tomorrow, Western Bulldogs are going to take on Melbourne. What do we reckon? Yep. Kelly?
Oh, sorry. Yes, I'm tipping Melbourne.
Right. We've got Hawthorn taking on Port Adelaide. Tarina?
Hawthorn.
Kelly?
Yep, Hawthorn.
Gold Coast Suns are going to take on the Cats. What do we reckon, girls?
Cats. Yep, I'm Cats as well.
Essendon taking on Richmond. Who's going to win?
Richmond.
As much as I don't like to go against my team, I got 9 out of 9 last week. I feel like I have to back it up. So I'm going to go with my head, which says Richmond.
Okay, so we got West Coast Eagles taking on St Kilda, rounding out Saturday's matches. What do we reckon, Tarina?
West Coast.
Kelly?
I'm tipping West Coast as well.
All righty. Sunday, North Melbourne taking on Brizzy. Tarina, what do you reckon?
North Melbourne.
Kelly?
I've tipped North Melbourne as well.
Collingwood and Fremantle, who's going to win?
Collingwood.
As much as I hate to say it, I'm going the Pies as well.
And last but not least, Tarina, are you going to back the Crows against GWS or not?
No. I'll have to go the Crows.
What do you reckon, Kelly?
I've tipped the Crows as well. See, this is very interesting because we've tipped exactly the same.
It is going to be an interesting round. We're going to see what happens on Monday morning. Tarina, good luck. Kelly, good luck.
Thank you.
What is going on in the world of Arena Sports Store today?
Well, it's pretty exciting because Pitty's still away.
He is, yeah, that's right.
Yep, we've been having fun. So the half price rack is stocked full. Brownie's been having lots of fun down there. We've got beautiful new stock for men, women, boys and girls that's arrived. So just in time for this lovely chilly weather that we've been having. Come and see us. It's always fun when Pitty's away.
We will catch up on Monday morning. We're going to see how you went in the footy tipping. Good luck, all right. And thanks for joining us this morning.
You and Grant.
For breakfast.